Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
All right, welcome to Mind Games. And this week we're talking about the type of mind games that are associated with the discussion and the flow of information. We live in a very, very technological society. There's a whole heap of new media out there, Facebook, Twitter. More and more people, businesses and organisations are becoming reliant on the internet and the digital age. This has meant a great amount of freedom and a great increase in the flow of information in our society and into our homes. And that's an incredibly good thing. It allows people to get ideas that they may not previously have had access to. But like all things, there's a downside to this. And one of the downsides of the new medium is that there is less control on the information, and the onus really is placed on the individual to filter some of this information and try to make sense of it. And some people really struggle with this and find that a lot of messages can be quite easy to believe. And sometimes when we build our lives around this information, it can cause us issues. So it's really important to keep an eye on and start to understand some of the things that we can do to help understand information and the believability of it. And one of the easiest ways to do this is to look at conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories are almost as old as time itself, and they're you know, in general, they're ways that people attempt to make sense of the world and events which otherwise might be a little bit difficult to understand. Michael Shermer, who's a science writer for Scientific American, has given us 10 things to kind of consider when deciphering conspiracy theories or deciphering any information, really. The first one, proof that the conspiracy supposedly emerges from a pattern connecting the dots between events which may not actually be causally connected. So it's about, is this information making connections where there may not actually be any? Secondly, the authors or the agents behind this supposed conspiracy kind of acting in a way which seems superhuman or draws on attributes which the normal human being may not possess. A lot of these kind of theories actually give people powers which the average human doesn't possess, and therefore they're probably not likely to be true. Is it really, really complex? If it's complex and demands a large amount of elements, then there's every likelihood that it's probably not going to be true, because the more complex something becomes, the more power it takes to actually make it a reality. Does the conspiracy or the idea involve a large number of people? And does it rely on a large number of people remaining keeping secrets? Again, the more people and the more people that are likely to need to keep this a secret, the less likely it is to be true. Does the conspiracy theory have kind of grand ambitions or discuss grand ambitions to control a nation, an economy, or a political system? Again, things aren't often as powerful as conspiracy theories give them credit for. Here's a big one. Does the conspiracy theory take small events, which may actually be true, and apply the same rules to much larger, less probable events? Again, if this is happening, it's probably less likely to be true. Does the conspiracy assign really, really sinister meanings to quite simple and maybe insignificant things? Again, there might be something else happening here. Does it not distinguish between what is fact and what is speculation? Is there a bit of a blurred line there? If that's the case, then it warrants some investigation. Is the person that's presenting the information really indiscriminately suspicious of a number of power structures? Again, that may have an impact on how believable or how real this conspiracy is. And does the theory, and this is an important rule for all things in life, does the theory or the theorist refuse to consider any and all alternative explanations and reject all disconfirming evidence and only allow in the evidence which supports their case? Again, if that's the case, then they're not paying attention to any alternatives, and it is probably less likely to be true. So there's some ways that you can cut through some of the information that's out there and start to get to the grain of truth. Remember, at the end of the day, you're free to believe whatever you want, but there's some tips on how you can help to bolster your beliefs and ensure that you're okay with the information that you receive. See you next week on Mind Games.